This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of E911 Talk with your host, Mark Fletcher, product line manager for emergency services at Avaya. Now, here's Fletch.
Hey, it's Fletch of the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're over here in Riga, Latvia, at the European Union Emergency Services Workshop for 2013. And we're sitting down with Hannes Chufning, who is a senior standardization specialist at Nokia Siemens Networks, and he's also the chair of the Next Gen 112 Technical Committee at the European Emergency Number Association. Welcome to the podcast, Hannes. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Mark.
Why don't we start out with, what is Next Gen 112 LTD?
Yeah, it's a good question in context of the workshop here, which is organized by INA. INA has a couple of different groups, and one of them is this technical committee, which works on technical sort of specification, technical topics. And one of those topics is the long-term definition document, LDD, which we published the first version last year in April. It's a document that takes a couple of pieces from the IETF work and glues the different pieces together to form a sort of a coherent architecture for IP-based emergency services networks. We had also made and shipped an update earlier this year in March in preparation of this workshop.
As far as alignment with NINA I3, it is not a copy of the NINA I3 document. It's very much European work in itself, but it's fair to say that it follows the same standards as I3, or it's along the same lines.
Yeah, that's completely correct. When we started, we of course looked around what was available at that time, and many of us are involved in the NINA work in North America, and so we recognized the similarity of some of the standards that are used in common, so mostly IETF specifications that are also used in NINA, but not only by NINA, but also by 3GPP and the OMA and other groups. And so we worked with the NINA I3 document as a starting point, and then made sure that it fits the European context.
So what does it actually contain? What are some of the line items in the NG112 yeah. LTD?
So as I mentioned, it reuses IETF specification, but most of them are fairly sophisticated for the general audience because they are tailored to implementers. And so it tries to take those pieces that are relevant for emergency services organizations and explain on how they could be used for building an IP-based emergency services network. And it also, on the calling side, it considers a couple of different communication architectures. It considers over-the-top voice over IP provider or generic application providers, but it also considers the work that is done by telecommunication operators in context of the IMS system, and even considers calls from legacy systems, which are then bridged into the IP system using gateways. It also interfaces with legacy BSAPs because you have to deal with a transition period. It does, however, not contain specific deployment recommendations, like how would you deploy it in, let's say, in the UK, because there are a couple of different models in Europe. So it doesn't go to that level of detail. It, as I mentioned, it also has a couple of differences in there to NINA I3. For example, it considers some of, with the legacy interworking, it considers some of the mechanism and call signaling protocols that we use in Europe, which are different than in the US. For example, it talks about ISDN signaling and not camera trunks, as an example. There's a lot of additional text added to establish the context that is necessary in Europe to make some of that technical specification sort of readable for the audience.
So you mentioned it was recently updated. What did the update contain? What was the key behind the update?
In the update, we obviously got a lot of feedback after we published the specification, which some of our audience wanted to get more details on the different organizations that are involved, how it interfaces with some of the more recent developments. If you think of new protocols that came along on XMPP, or the real-time web, or the smartphone application. So we tried to add some text there, tried to explain what the different organizations are, and then also went through various references and figured out whether they need to be updated. So some of the base specifications the document is based on, they had been worked on in the IETF and other groups as part of interoperability testing. And those changes needed to be fed back into the main specification. Another activity we are planning, we would like to do on this is to advance some of the work in by doing interoperability tests. As we had updated this specification based on the earlier feedback, we tried to do some more rigorous work on implementation and testing to make sure that those bugs, eventual bugs that are in there, are also fixed.
Yeah, you have to maintain, in order for next generation emergency services to work, you have to have open standards, open interfaces, has to be a global implementation, or be able to be adapted to be global. And I think you've done a great work. What's the number one takeaway from the ENA conference here that you would think?
One key aspect is certainly that we have to work more on location aspects, not only working on the specifications, which we had done already, and they are also in the next generation 112 LTD document, but also to reach out to the regulators to convince them to actually establish the necessary legislation to get some of the players convinced to deploy location servers and location technology to get this to reach a better state of for call takers. So the better location they have, the faster the dispatch will be, and obviously the faster the calling party will actually get help. That's certainly one aspect. And another one is emergency calling from enterprise networks is certainly showed up on the radar of many of the participants here, as we have seen an increase in sort of emergency calls coming from enterprise networks. Currently in Europe, we don't have any legislation on that side. So we will be looking forward to see some more coming along those lines.
Yeah, and I was happy to be able to present that in that session over here. That's obviously something that's close to my heart, and really looking forward to taking lessons learned in the U.S. And we've really got an open slate over here to develop from the very beginning, but knowing quite a bit. And I think there's been a radical change in that thinking over the past few years, from how we are doing it to how we can do it. And we've moved into new network connectivity, and there's tremendous data available within enterprise networks. And we just need to figure out a mechanism to make that information available to public safety, and we can really do something good. That was a great session. I enjoyed presenting in that yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. And specifically, since many of the enterprise networks already switch over to IP-based systems, so there's a lot of potential for building next-generation emergency services technology onto that infrastructure.
Exactly. Again, speaking with Hannes Chaffinick, and I'm just going to call you Hannes because I'm going to murder your last name for pronouncing it, who is a senior standardization specialist with Nokia Siemens Networks and also the chair of the NextGen 112 Technical Committee for the European Emergency Number Association. Thanks for sitting down with me today. Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, Mark.
Take care.
You've been listening to the E911 Talk Podcast with your host, Mark Fletcher, Product Line Manager for Emergency Services at Avaya. E911 Talk is a weekly podcast available on sites like this, as well as iTunes, and is available free of charge. If you have any comments or questions, you can email Fletch at FletcherM@Avaya.com. That's Fletcher, the letter M, at Avaya.com. Be sure to listen in next week for more informative topics on E911. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.